up with these whinging, moaning, no-good teachers who basically can't live in the real world. And I'm also suddenly realised, why on earth do we call firefighters when about 0.01% of their time they're actually firefighting and the rest of the time they're sitting around doing nothing or going in their own gym or keeping themselves fit? I've got a problem with it. I just think it's very strange. And also the fact that they start moaning because they don't live in the real world, because most of them started when they're pretty young. They only have to do 22 years in the service before they can retire. Most of that time is spent absolutely nothing, and they whinge about it constantly. It's unbelievable.
What do you think we should call firefighters then, if we don't call them firefighters?
I don't know. I don't want to call them anything derogatory, because they, when they're needed, they do a great job.
Don't they, Jess?
However,
they save people's lives.
I know, very, very, very rarely, to be honest.
But if it's your child or your mum they've saved from a burning building and they don't save anybody else that fortnight, does that demean the saving that they've done?
No, not at all. But you shouldn't give someone a job title for something they do, should you?
How many people have you saved? I've saved none. I saved my mum once when I did the Heimlich manoeuvre on her. That's it.
I don't really want to go into it, but potentially I have saved people.
Well, when?
I really didn't want to go into it. I used to be in the army, but that's another story.
Okay. Well, why should... Were you called a soldier?
I was, yeah.
How much fighting did you do, Steve?
I wasn't called a fighter. I was called a soldier. I did lots of soldiering.
Okay, so... But you didn't sit around playing Xbox? You didn't sit around, you know, keep it... You were soldiering all the time, were you?
Whilst I was being paid, yeah. During my normal working hours, I didn't sit around doing nothing.
Okay.
Very, very rarely.
Okay, but...
Firefighters do sit around 80% of the time.
Yeah, because they're waiting for fires.
I know, why don't we call them waiterers? Or something, do you know what I mean? I'm not trying to get derogatory, as I say, but the fact is they don't do firefighting, but they will, the minute anyone moans about firemen, they go, oh yeah, they save lives, they put, what about fires? But they don't do that much of the time.
Which is great.
Are you saying around.
Are you saying you want more fires?
No, of course I'm not. I'm saying they should have a proper title that adequately describes what they do. And more to the point, teachers, though, teachers really, really annoy me. You look at what teachers do. They go to school as children.
Yeah.
They go to college, university, and go back in the school.
Yeah.
They have never understood the real world. They think it starts at 9, it finishes at 3, they get an hour break at lunch,
Have you got kids?
Sorry?
Have you got kids?
I have, yep.
So I'm assuming you don't send them to school then?
They passed school. Yes, they did do school.
Okay, so you were quite happy for, what, about 13 years to entrust the education, the future, the shaping of your children's lives with these slackers who've got no idea what it's like to be in the real world. That seems a little bit strange.
Yeah, the government said they had to be educated.
No, not a school. Not a school. There are other ways around it.
No, I could. There is. I'm technically not capable of teaching them, I don't think.
So they have got a skill that you haven't got.
Stop whinging about it. They've got to stop whinging. To be honest with you, I think that the schooling in our country, unless you go private, is very poor. I do believe that.